God.
Is that you, Scorekeeper? Good morning, everybody. It's the MDB Media Sports Channel and Sports Talk with the Guys.
Here on a Saturday morning.
Is that you, Scorekeeper 63? Yo, Scorekeeper, is that you on the 323?
Well, of course, Sonny Clark.
I didn't know if you were going to be there. I listened to the shows where you're not ready to go when the big dog is knocking on the door trying to get in to do the show. So I thought I would wake up and make sure to get you started off early here and make sure you're started on time.
Well, you are a good man, Sonny Clark. Charlie Brown, you are a good man.
Yeah, so we're getting started. Hey, wanted to let you know, that baseball game that I was going to call switched to 10 o'clock, okay? So I made an adjustment onto the schedule, so that would be 10 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock your time. So I actually have to leave here in a matter of a half hour to go get to the stadium and get set up for the game.
Oh, okay, that should be no problem. And then all you have to do is, as soon as we finish up, then just go ahead and call in and, well, you know what to do.
Yep, give it a call and everything. Now, I don't know if it's a doubleheader because they're supposed to play this other team. So do we have any more time on the other channel, on the regular NDB media time on Saturday or no?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so if it goes to a doubleheader, I'll call another game. If it does that, I'll call another game at noon. I will know about the doubleheader when I get there. So only thing I need you to do is in a private message, send me over the log on for just the regular NDB media because I do not have that.
Oh, my God, Sonny Clark. I will send you the login ID. I will send you the PIN. I will send you the call-in number. And I will even send you the password. And ladies and gentlemen, you are now privy to an executive conference of the Couch Potato NDB Media Group. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to thank the Couch Potato because he beat me to the punch. I'm about to get my cup of coffee. And yes, there are some personal issues. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the Couch Potato while I get his music ready to go. I want to thank him for that. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, sports fans! And, of course, we welcome you to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, heretofore known as that being said Saturday version because Couch Potato started off on the Extravaganza program. Welcome to that being said on Saturday morning. What's
I guess.
Up?
Not much. Hey, do you see the... Do you see the baseball play of the Brewers? I think is how you say his name is Jan, J-E-A-N, Jan Segura. He stole second base, and what happened, it was really actually kind of interesting. He was on second base, and there was a runner on first, and they caught Segura, who was on second, in a pickle between second and third. Well, the guy at first base stole second base, and he was on when Segura got tagged out. However, they called the guy who stole the base out, not the guy that they tagged out. So he ended up going back to... So as he was called out, he was just running back to the dugout because he thought he was out, and then he realized he called the other guy out, and he was actually... went back to first base and stood on first base, and he was actually safe.
I did not see that, but I'm gonna have to check that one out, Couch Potato.
Well, here,
you know,
I'll do you one better. I'll put it in the link in the chat room, so you can take a look at it. It's kind of interesting. I got it off of Yard Barker. I get a Yard Barker update, and I saw that, and I thought it was kind of cool.
As a matter of fact, it is right here on the Major League Baseball channel. And,
wow, okay.
It is. I'm going to take a look at it right now. Unbelievable. Bush League Chronicle. Let me take a look right now. It's from Major League Baseball, yeah.
And there's Matt Alvarez. He joins us this morning.
And he steals it, I get it. Okay. That's first and second, yeah. He steals third. Now he gets picked off.
Umpire made the right call, too.
He's an idiot! That's not Bush League, Sonny. He's an idiot!
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Welcome and good morning.
Hey, Matt Alvarez has joined us in the chat room.
Yeah, actually, we're watching the Yon Segura yawning like an idiot. That's not Bush League, Sonny. That's stupid league.
Yeah, that's incredible. So, but it's kind of interesting when they get the
when they're stupid.
Well, no, how they get Segura in the pickle. And that's a play in itself because I thought they actually made the tag. But no, he didn't. They didn't tag him at all. And then he pointed at the one that he called out, and there he is sitting on first base. That's incredible. But, that's where we need that clown music.
You see, and here's one of the things, Sonny Clark, my coach, Mr. Cody, Coach Cody, told us, you stay on that bag till that umpire tells you to leave.
Yep. And that was Ryan Braun.
Oh.
One of your
Ryan
favorite
Braun.
Players of all time.
Oh, whatever. Oh, how appropriate. We say clown music, and of course, the big dog is here. Unbelievable.
Hey.
And he is. Big dog, I want to thank you for making it this morning. I'm going to ask you about all the hotties that you're surrounded by right now, and we'll get to that. But I want to welcome the big dog. I want to officially welcome Matt Alvarez. Again, I want to thank the irrepressible and the invisible couch potato for starting us off this morning. Who beat me to the punch.
Hey, there's too many syllables in that introduction. Thank you.
Well, obviously, I had to attend my own guillotine yesterday, so the syllables are back. You see, you know how you confuse engineers? You don't use mathematical equations. You speak English.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, so Big Dog, good morning. How are you? You're on air.
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Doing good. How are things over at the Plaza? Is the room as nice as I thought it was? I'm glad.
Yes, very, very nice. And my daughter is extremely happy with it also.
Good.
In fact, in fact, Janelle, say hi.
Good morning.
She's like, God, you're waking me up here. It's an hour different there in Vegas. Or no, it's not. It's still your time.
Same time. Yeah. I'm a little tired. We didn't get to bed till like maybe 1:32 in the morning.
Do you see the Fremont Street Experience over your head and stuff?
Oh yeah, we went down there. We got in kind of late. We couldn't leave. She couldn't leave school till school got out, so we didn't leave and get on the road till like 2:30. So we caught all the traffic coming in. So we didn't end up having dinner till like 9:00 at night. So
wow.
We kind of walked around, and they were having some sort of, I guess it was a Celtic Pride type of thing or Celtic Pride, because all kind of Irish people walking around in kilts and stuff. And there's been some interesting people that we've seen. Janelle has noticed a lot of there was a guy dressed in a little two-piece bikini, kind of just dancing with himself. So,
yeah. I know who you're talking about, believe it or not.
Yeah,
he's there
actually,
every
Sonny,
night.
We do. Yeah, we do. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to digress a moment. When you mentioned the Celtic honor, that brought to mind what happened. For those of you that know and don't know, all I want to say, I don't really want to politicize this other than any comments from anyone in the chat room and my co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Boston area, and I mean everyone, my love, affection, and respect to all of you. It is some trying times that you've gone through, and you guys stuck it out like no one else does. Boston, I am so happy and relieved for you, and I'm not going to even comment any further than that other than say, guys, go ahead and comment. Wow, I'm so happy. I'm so happy for Boston. Go ahead, Sonny. Any comments on that?
Oh, no, I'm just glad. I'm glad it's over. I watched a lot of the media coverage yesterday, so I'm glad that they went ahead and got that all squared away and it's all over. And now that city can repair emotionally and get ready to go and get ready for baseball because they canceled the baseball game there last night.
How dare they, damn it. But, yes, you're right. Big Dog, you were traveling. Did you hear? Because the news broke at 5:46 our time. It was unbelievable how quickly it broke.
Yes, I heard about it. I was very happy about it. They announced it on the station. The only station that goes that you can get when you're driving out to Vegas from LA, 97.1. they after the song was over, they actually broke in. It was probably about maybe 5-7 minutes after that. That they said they had caught the second person. And, exactly what you guys are saying. You know, it's great. You know, at least now the city can heal and move forward because it was, you know, it was pretty trying times. And, you know, even though I like, you know, we all like making, especially myself, making fun of Boston, you know, you never wish anything like that on anyone. And the fact that they held together and stayed strong as a community. I mean, just shows how strong they are over there. And, you know, now you can just move on.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, think about this. Police told everyone to stay inside, and they did.
They did.
That city came to a stop. And the only reason why people went to work and everyone is because they did not know. Other than that, it was seeing the empty streets, huh, Sonny? It was unbelievable. Yeah.
It was. I was watching the coverage, you know, during my lunch as I sit here at my desk, and I was watching the coverage, and it was amazing. The only people that were on the street were in that area that they were covering, and that was media personnel, and that was it. I mean, it was abandoned. They even showed pictures of the, the streets abandoned after they went ahead and had that, I don't know what they called it, you know. I forget what they call that when they say everybody stay home. What is that called?
You're right, Sonny. I know we've been hearing it for several days, but we're not accustomed to it, Sonny. That phrase is not in our lexicon, buddy.
Yeah, there's a phrase I just can't remember where. It's like when a kid to be home at a certain time. Crap.
Curfew.
Oh.
Yeah, curfew. Yeah, thank you very much. Couldn't think of the word. Appreciate it. But that's what it was. They put a curfew on, said everybody go home. And, hey, man, I guess you don't have to tell the guys in Boston twice, you know. Hey, go home? Okay, yeah, but sounds good to me.
Yeah, it was it was something else. And, ladies and gentlemen, I agree with Matt Alvarez. Thanks, Matt. And, again, Matt, thanks for being with us. And sharing your comments. It's true. Thank God they got them. Boston's finest. Damn it. We can say it proudly. Boston's finest, man. They didn't let it go, huh, guys?
No, an interesting thing, just really quick about that, scorekeeper, it was that was all Boston PD. There was only just a few occasions I've seen FBI vehicles out there. This was all Boston PD and Waterbury, where they caught the guy. It was all local law enforcement. I mean, that was the amazing part to me, that it was all local guys doing the work, because usually when the FBI step in, they take over. And Yeah, so they all worked very well together. I have to give them some props.
Yes, and we do too, and that's why I had to mention it. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I know the FBI supported them. I know the state troopers supported them, all local police, the citizens, the residents, everyone and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, if I keep belaboring this, again, I'm sorry. It's because we are just so relieved. Now, if the young man does survive, he will get his day in court, and the American justice system will prevail. And no matter how it turns out. Because I don't mean to say this, boys and girls, but if that little boy goes to jail,
justice may get served.
He will get served. I'm sorry to say it. He will get served. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, wow. Again, wow. And sorry for going off on that. But ladies and gentlemen, we were talking to baseball. Big Dog, when you get back, you're going to watch some stupid league baseball. Not Bush League, stupid league.
I kind of saw it. Was that the play about first and second or something or other? Wasn't it like a base running blunder or something or other that the guy would face, but he was out, but he wasn't or something or other? I kind of saw that guy real quick on ESPN.
Yeah, you did see that. It was funny. And just before, or maybe you did hear, when I told the couch potato that my old coach said, you own that base till the umpire tells you to leave. And that's why, you know, it's called
that's
Bush
right.
League. Yeah, it's called Bush League, what he was doing, but it's not Bush League. It's stupid league. So these guys.
Yeah, and that guy
could
have been right there on second. Instead, he runs back to first, and he was safe at first. He could have been right there on second because they told the other guy to leave. That's what's the dumb part of the whole thing.
Yeah,
and then gets
the
thrown out
guy.
Trying to steal, right? And then he got thrown out trying to steal second a few plays later, right?
Well, Braun was tagged out because the lead runner made it back in time. Because if you notice, he slides into the bag, and the third baseman or shortstop tags Jan, but he had made it back to the bag, and then he does what he is told. Then he tags the other guy, and you leave the umpire to make the decision. Well, the lead runner cannot be forced forward. The lead runner is basically the one that's controlling. So he has to have the option of returning back. And if he has the option of returning back and the other guy advanced, well, so be it. Let the umpire make the decision. But in all reality and legally, Jan got back and Ryan Braun was just the losing party. It's not that Braun was wrong. As a matter of fact, that's what you're taught to do. But Jan Segura screwed it up when he ran back, so... it was bad. Let me see. Matt's telling me four different users somehow used the NDB meeting name to get into my chat room yesterday. Sorry, Matt. Yeah, that's the problem when we go from three channels to two. There are so many insensitive radio hosts, and I'm going to have to issue a memo. Actually, I'm going to issue a memo right now. When someone's online, people, don't log in. Don't log in. Okay,
I'm sorry. As executive vice president of the West Coast, it has to be official. If you put it in an email, you cannot verbally do this, sir. Thank you very much.
On my authority as West Coast, you may issue the memo as you so see fit. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, you have now listened to an internal discussion in NDP Media. This is the way it goes, guys. This is the way management. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the way management at NDB Media operates. And I died laughing when Shy was so kind. And on LinkedIn, she gave me props for management. God, I died laughing. You know how you can support everyone else and give them, like, you know, all these supports for all their different skills? When someone said management in podcasting, I just died laughing. I still love you, Shy, though. That's great. Good morning, Cuervo. God, we got everyone in the house. We got Matt Alvarez. We got Cuervo, Cash Potato, the Big Dog, and myself. So, guys, we're in the five corners of the world, guys. Think about this. Matt Alvarez is in the Bay Area. I am, Matt says, yes, we're having an NDB media meeting on the air. Yeah, we are, baby. Matt Alvarez is in the Bay Area. We are. And I'm in Southern California. Cuervo is in the Windy City, unless he's playing with his Kentucky relatives down there in Nashville or Tennessee or wherever the inventors of the toothbrush are from. And, of course, Couch Potato is in the Republic of Texas. And the Big Dog is over in Sin City. Big Dog, how are the
That's
hotties,
right.
dude? Just tell me,
how much
hotties?
Have you lost? Actually, I've been pretty good. I only lost $5.
That's not bad. That's not bad. You're getting out there good.
Of course, Sonny, I've only played $5, but that's okay.
That's actually very funny, Big Dog, but I was going to tell you that the valet doesn't count.
And to answer your question, scorekeeper, yes, they're everywhere. But it's funny because my daughter's boyfriend is also with us, and my daughter will not let him look anywhere but straight forward.
Well, that's kind of hard at midnight because...
Yeah,
hard
in the other statement.
Yeah, well, because they got the Go-Go Girls dancing on the stands, and then after midnight, in a couple of those places, some of the dealers they actually remove clothing after midnight there in Vegas.
Oh,
yeah,
Richard.
Yeah, so Big Dog will be out late tonight.
The couch potato, Sonny Clark, just told me that after midnight, some of those dancers removed some of their clothes in the bars.
In the yes.
So my daughter's mad now.
Big Dog will be home after midnight.
That's right. Go to sleep. I'll be back.
I'll be back. Don't you worry about me.
I also told my daughter that if she comes back to the room and there's a sock tied to the doorknob, not to open the door.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to bow out for a little bit because I got to get dressed to go to the ball game. But I will be calling in as I'm driving and listening in until we kick on air. Okay.
Sounds good, Sonny. Thanks for starting this up. So, Big Dog, I'm going to ask you to continue for a moment because Sonny's going to log off right now or get off he's going to get off right now. And
okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to call in myself. So go ahead and continue right now. Oh, he's not
right.
anymore. So
and then go ahead you and can join in. All right, you can join in when you get back. We're going to be talking about your buddy Derek Jeter and how he's injured again. So I'll go ahead and start with that. So we'll see you in a few minutes or a couple of seconds. All right, guys.
Kind of like my sex life.
All right, guys. It looks like New York Yankees captain Derek Jeter, has been diagnosed with a small crack in his surgically repaired left ankle. The setback is going to keep him now out until after the All-Star break. Remember, everybody was expecting him to be back in spring training or possibly right about now. But he was having problems, so they went and gave him an MRI, and that's when they noticed it looked like it was a hairline fracture still in that surgically repaired ankle. Yankee general manager Brian Cashman made the announcement before Thursday night's game against the Arizona Diamondbacks. It says, of course, Jeter originally dislocated his ankle in Game 1 of the AL Championship Series in October. Cashman said Jeter will not need another surgery. Jeter's surgeon, Dr. Robert Anderson, who diagnosed the shortstop in Charlotte, North Carolina on Thursday, told Cashman that 95% of the people who have this type of injury come back from it fine. Cashman said that the crack will take from 4 to 8 weeks to heal. Jeter, of course, who turns 39 in June, will then need close to a full spring training before he'll be ready to play again in the major leagues. Scorekeeper, you back yet?
Yeah, I most definitely am.
Oh, there you are. What do you? How is how is this going to affect the Yankees? I mean, they were already moving forward without him. How does this affect the fact that they were expecting him back and now will not get him back until after the All-Star break? Maybe.
This is significant, ladies and gentlemen, because he is a starting shortstop, but the replacements for Derek Jeter have been playing catch. They've been doing the requirements, but they are certainly not hitting a lick. They're not doing very well, but the thing is, the Yankees are winning, and much to the chagrin of the baseball world, the Yankees are going to do fine up until they start losing. I know that was kind of lame. So the Yankees of the world are going to continue to do well because
the Yankees of the world?
Yeah. They're going to continue to do well because, we remember, Big Dog, you and I have had this conversation. Derek Jeter is an important part of this team, but it makes me laugh when I hear everyone say, oh, yeah, well, the Yankees are going to suck because Derek Jeter, who carries the Yankees? And I say, wait, what world do we live in? Derek Jeter has never carried the Yankees. Never. That's how stupid some people are. Derek Jeter has never carried the Yankees. Derek Jeter has been one of the major pillars of the Yankees. Because remember,
he's one of the major cogs in the Yankee machine.
Yes, but an incredibly important cog. But as he gets older, there are other players that have been picking up quite a bit. Look, he shows up every day. He does what's asked of him, and there's always going to be a level of jealousy, and that's just the way it is. The Yankees had Derek Jeter. Not the best feeling shortstop of all time, but a damn good one. The Orioles had Cal Ripken. Look, the Orioles never complained about Jeter or about Ripken either. There were limitations to Ripken, but you know what? You take what you have and make use of it. And I'm not comparing Ripken to Jeter. I'm comparing the situation only. Hard be it for me to compare a Hall of Famer to a 39-year-old with a dislocated shoulder ankle, which is now broken. But I babble. Look, guys.
Well, you're comparing a Hall of Famer to a future Hall of Famer.
Yes, I'm sure the Derek Jeters of the world are now appreciative of my analogy. Derek of the world. Who the hell are the Derek Jeters of the world?
Nah,
well, I know who they are. They're the little boys that live in the basement of their mama's house.
The Derek Jeters of the world are probably just like the Cal Ripkins of the world.
Sorry for the snort, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to the Boston people, as we did our soliloquy early on. Boston is 11-4. They're doing very well. They won 6 in a row. I believe they are the hottest team in baseball right now. And no, Colorado is the hottest team, but it doesn't matter. Boston is 11-4. The Yankees are behind by 2 games, but ladies and gentlemen, the 2 games are, you know, it's nothing. It's early on. The Yankees are 9-6, Baltimore's 8-7, and in the Central, you have Los Reales of Kansas City that are tied for first with Detroit. Minnesota's a game back. Los Gemelitos at Minnesota are a game and a half back. And in the West, you have Oakland, which is 12-5, which is the second best team in the American League. They're ahead of Texas by 1.5, and the Mariners, 5.5. Over in the National League, you have Atlanta. Wow. The best team in all of baseball, 13-3. I'm sure Dan Schlossberg. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you realize this or not, but Dan Schlossberg, who is our host for the Travelitz Radio here on NDB Media, is the author of 30 books. I have Baseball Gold in my hands right now, and I've had that book for 2 years, and I didn't equate Dan Schlossberg as being the same. Dan Schlossberg is also the host of Braves Banter. If you look up the USA Today Sports Weekly and you see the name Dan Schlossberg, it's the exact same one as the host on NDB Media's Travelitz Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, he is everything. He is like part of every association. He's been part of NDB Media for a long time. He's like author emeritus, chairman emeritus, everything. And I really don't brag about it all that often, but listen to the host on Travelitz Radio and then look up his articles in the USA Today Sports Weekly. I mean, it's awesome. He is associated with us here on NBB Media. And I'm going to go down his on his rankings and everything that he has. But
scorekeeper, don't
yeah,
pause.
I know.
You're talking about another man, and you say you're going to go down. Do not pause like
Shut
that.
Up. I said I'm going to go over his season and titles and stuff. I know. Come on, Cuervo. Come on. I'm sorry for the toothbrush line, Cuervo. I know he went silent. Call in, buddy. And Matt, dude, by all means, join us. Oh, and by the way, also, I do want to officially, and my apologies to Matt Alvarez, because I understand he still wanted to say something. For those of you that know and don't know, we did special coverage on Monday, right within a few hours of the incident in Boston. Jeff Ferguson, who was 3 miles from Ground Zero, was reporting live, and Matt Alvarez joined us for that one. And Matt, dude, thanks, buddy. Your commentary and your point of view was very much appreciated. It was very important that you joined us for a West Coast point of view as well. My props to you, buddy. And I know you. I think you wanted to say something else, but I didn't see it in time, and I'm sorry for that. But my props to Matt. It was very much appreciated. It was it was a difficult program that we did on Monday, but we did. So anyway, Big Dog, let's go ahead and continue. We went over the baseball stuff. I guess I'll go over the scores very quickly from yesterday, for those of you that know.
Actually,
and...
before you do scores, actually, I wanted your opinion since you are, of course, our expert baseball analyst.
Matt, you lie so well in the morning. God, I love you.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at Chavez Ravine, of course, are not playing very well once again. They are right now, in fact, I just saw right now, they are 5-10 so far in this season. A lot of people are equating this to Mike Socha. Is it time for Socha to move on? I mean, has he worn out his welcome? Could it be that the players just are not listening to him anymore? Or, I know pitching right now is the problem, but, I mean, is Mike Socha the final problem to this? I mean, will things change if they get another manager?
Ladies and gentlemen, I do not see the issue. I see the players doing their best. Some of these are notoriously slow starters, guys. I think the situation is that these players are putting too much pressure on themselves because of their big contracts. They're going to come around. Big Dog, I do not see any issues that you're alluding to or that someone else is alluding to. Socha is respected. And he's respected not because of his baseball acumen only. He's respected because of how he treats the players, how he communicates with them, how he teaches them, and how he gets them to drive. This is not a dictator that's got to rally the troops. This is a man who played the game, who brings the credentials, and knows the game, and lets the players play the game. If the players lose respect for Socha, as is being alleged, we have serious problems in the underlying makeup of baseball. There, you know, if you're going to have players that lose respect for Socha, baseball is screwed because the players are just stupid. The media obviously has nothing to write on. It is very much incorrect. There is no issue with Socha, none whatsoever. There's an issue with the general manager. But I'm sorry.
All righty.
I'm sorry, Mr. DePoto, but everyone knows who I felt should have been hired for that job. ladies and gentlemen, we do have several callers. I know that they've not requested to join us. I don't recall the 214 area code right now, but I'm going to give you guys a minute or so to press number 1 on your keypad if you do want in. And, of course, from the 205 area code, I never ask. I just bring them on because I'm a punk, because I enjoy doing that. And, and 214 wants it as well. So I'm going to bring 214 in.
I think that's Couch.
Yep. It might very well be, but is it you, Sonny?
It is me. It is me. I'm just now back and headed out to the ballpark.
Thank you for joining us, Sonny. And I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. He is... as I was told in the chat room. He was referred to as Bri in the chat room. How you doing, Brian?
Doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing very well. How's everything out there with Atlanta? The Braves are doing exceptionally well, even though they were beaten by the Pirates yesterday. And they got beat real good, 6-0 on a two-hitter by Mr. Rodriguez.
See, that's the problem with the Braves team, guys. I mean, on paper it looks good right now, but if you can't hit Wandy Rodriguez, you have a problem. And that's the problem with the Braves is really their bats. I don't really see it getting much better, honestly.
Well, I agree with you. I just think Wandy Rodriguez has had a better day. That's just, it happens. Even the worst guy can just outdo the best team. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, it was 6-0. It was a two-hitter by Wandy Rodriguez. In other games, the Phillies beat up on the Cardinals 8-2. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays 9-4. The Marlins edged the Reds 2-1. And, of course, the Rays beat the Athletics 8-3. Of course, the Nationals lose to the Mets. Strasburg took the loss, who is now 1-3. I'm sorry. The Rangers beat the Mariners. Actually, they whitewashed them 7-0. The Brewers edged the Cubs 5-4, even after the base running errors. And, of course, the Astros beat the Indians 3-2. Of course, the Rockies did the Diamondbacks in 3-1. Of course, the Angels swallow. The Tigers 8-1. They scored 5 runs in the 8th inning to put to bed any series that people have if teams not playing well. And of course, the Giants edged the Padres in the bottom of the 9th, 3-2. I do not have the other game for the Dodgers because they were postponed in Baltimore. And of course, we all know, as we mentioned earlier, the Reales Red Sox game was postponed. And the Minnesota Twins and the White Sox game was postponed. And you know why it was postponed, big dog? Because it was cold. You can imagine that. It was cold in Chicago.
Pussies.
Thank you.
What? Are you saying that they postponed the game because it's cold? So are they going to postpone all the playoff games in the World Series because they played in freaking October?
And sometimes in November, too, rumor has it. November. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping Cuervo would give us some commentary because, he's out there in the Windy City. And I was wondering how cold it really is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually going to go to weather.com right now, and I'm going to check out and see what the weather is like, because it was cold.
Well, I think, wasn't it raining, too?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Don't forget, though, Scorekeeper, don't forget, though, Cuervo's a Marine, don't forget, so it's going to be a skewed, when you ask them, how cold is there, because, to the Marines, it doesn't matter, cold, hot, doesn't matter, he won't care.
you're right, Cuervo doesn't care, because he does what he does in protection of our great nation of ours, but look, Cuervo did say in the chat room, the weather here sucks right now, guys, it snowed, so, okay. I guess it's cold.
That started out down in Dallas, actually, Scorekeeper. It was actually freezing rain here yesterday morning. And so all that's just kind of moved up north, headed northeast, and they got a little bit. Also, Springfield, Illinois, the capital, got nailed with that as well.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now in Chicago, it is 34 degrees right now, and it says it feels like 25 degrees. I want to share some love right now, ladies and gentlemen. In Los Angeles, California, it is 57 degrees right now, and it's going to get to a high of 81, ladies and gentlemen. Just thought I'd share that.
Oh, it's nice down in Dallas too. It's about, you know, about 60 right now. Nice blue skies and a great big sun. Perfect day for baseball.
Yeah. You know what? Going back to Cuervo.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Cuervo says, you know, where he himself is. It was like, what? What the hell?
Because of the weather.
So, Brian, how's the weather out there in Atlanta?
Stop playing with the dog, Brian.
He's on mute.
Okay, I think, yeah, he may have stepped away right now, but that's okay. But still, ladies and gentlemen, it's good weather. Big Dog, what's the weather out there in Vegas?
Vegas is actually going to be about 85, 87 today. I believe right now, I could check for you right now. 1 second. Outside is...
sticking his finger out.
I'm thinking something out the window.
I was thinking that, but I just didn't say it.
Well, as a matter of fact, Cuervo is, oh, the hell with you guys. I'll be back, says Cuervo.
It's 59 degrees out there right now, and it should be about a high of 82 today.
So the thermometer would have been a little in. Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't know, today is the birthday of a very famous dictator. The guy's dead now, but...
Roger, your birthday's tomorrow. Yeah, Adolf Hitler's birthday. For those of you that know and don't know, today is Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know you guys don't care, but it is Adolf Hitler's birthday. And, of course, my birthday is tomorrow. Go figure. From one dick.
Well, really, isn't his birthday, even though he's dead? So it really isn't his birthday.
Sure it is.
Oh!
That's Brian! How's the weather in Atlanta, Brian?
It's actually chilly. It was in the 40s last night, which is a lot cooler than the 60s it's been being at night. So I enjoyed the cool weather.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, don't say you enjoy the cool weather right now because poor Cuervo is suffering in like 25 degrees up in Chicago right now. And he said,
pussy, man. Come on, Cuervo. Get outside. Enjoy the day.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's have another chat meeting right now. We have everyone on air. Hopefully, Cuervo will join us. But what are we going to do for the baseball draft? I mean, I'm sorry, the football draft.
I think not this Thursday, but next Thursday, right, guys?
I think
yes.
So.
Yes, next Thursday.
So what are we going to do?
Yeah, so I'm sure the Cuervo is all set and ready to go Thursday night, so I think we're going to have live coverage on Thursday night and also live coverage again on Friday. I mean, I think it's going to be a football weekend until Saturday. They'll probably have to steal time from Sports Talk with the guys because there's a football game Saturday, but take away from that, it's going to be football. I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to rely on our ever-impressive resources to bring you the NFL draft over the next, over those 3 days. We may even have to lean into Brian to get it because we may need the airtime, ladies and gentlemen. So I know we're going to be doing something for the football draft. It's going to be, it's really going to be a lot of fun. Doing the draft with Cuervo was really a lot of fun. So I'm inviting all the hosts of NDB Media to join us. All the football fans, and there's going to be a lot of coverage. So,
Scorekeeper.
Yes.
I would like to make a suggestion for next year.
Oh my God!
Are we having another internal meeting? Yes. I think NDB Media as a whole, along with Sonny Clark, I think next year we should cover the LFL draft because we have to make sure all those tight ends get covered.
Yeah, I don't know what it's. I'm not sure what their schedule is, Big Dog, but I'll check into that.
Sonny, thank you for that. But ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that do not get Maxim magazine or Playboy, covering the NFL draft is the next best thing. As the Big Dog and I were very bored one day, or I was, and the Big Dog was just following me, if you check out the LFL, the Canadian team, I believe it was the Saskatoon team, right, Big Dog?
Saskatoon.
Yeah, Saskatoon. If you want to check out the women from the Saskatoon team, I got to tell you, this is not a cheap shot against all the other women in the LFL, but if you want to see a bunch of Amazonian women drop dead gorgeous, I mean, all of them are 10. That's not a cheap shot against any other woman in the NFL, but you want to see a bunch of beautiful women, and it's on the Saskatoon team. Did you ever check that team out, Sonny? They're like, oh, my God, they're all Amazonian. They're beautiful.
What team is this?
Saskatoon.
Yeah, from Saskatoon.
Oh, no, I haven't seen those. No. Nope.
Yeah. We're all missing out, as God is my witness. We're all missing out.
Well, guys, I'm pulling into the stadium, so I'm going to check out until game time because I got a lot of prep work to do before the game since they changed it from, noon to 10 o'clock. So I got a lot of work I got to do to prep for this game, but I'll pop on right at 10 o'clock for the coverage of the baseball game.
Okay, Sonny, all right. Where do I send you the log? Sonny, where do I send you the login credentials for NTV Media?
I will sign in to Sports Talk with the guys in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, then that's fine. And then I will send it to you via that.
Send it to my email. Actually, go ahead, send it to my email, scorekeeper.
Okay, I will. Is that Sonny at the Couch Potato Sports Show?
No, Sonny at KACABY.
Oh, I know. Okay, I'll do that right now, Sonny.
Thank you, my friend. I'll see you all soon.
Thank you,
guys.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to continue. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in baseball, but I know the Big Dog has really awesome stuff to talk about in the world of basketball. Why don't you go ahead and share the love with us there, Big Dog? What's going on?
Well, as you know, the basketball season finished this past Wednesday, and, of course, the Lakers having the tumultuous season that they've had, of course, could not even make the last game of the season easy. They had to go into overtime. They knew they were in the playoffs. Everything was set except for the West 7th and 8th seeds going in. The Utah Jazz lost the game before the Lakers game started, so the Lakers knew they were in the playoffs at least at the eighth spot. But then it became known that if they beat Houston, which is the team they were playing, they would then get the coveted seventh spot because Oklahoma City took the number one spot in the West, and the Lakers are not equipped right now to face the Oklahoma City Thunder at the number one. So Lakers had to win that game, and they did so in overtime. So this is the way it goes, guys. We're going to just go through it real quick. In the East, it will be, of course, the top eight made it, and those were already set in about by Sunday or Saturday. So those eight were set in. They were locked in. It will be number one Miami versus number eight Milwaukee, number two New York versus number seven Boston. That will be a very interesting and good game. Number three Indiana versus number six Atlanta. And number four Brooklyn versus number five Chicago. The rest of the field that did not make the playoffs in the East was, of course, Philadelphia, Toronto, Detroit, Washington, Cleveland, Charlotte, and Orlando. And in a big surprise, Charlotte, the Bobcats, who are, of course, going to be known as the Pelicans next year, decided to pull a little winning streak, and they won the last three in a row. Orlando lost the last three in a row, so Orlando actually finished as the worst team in the NBA at 20 wins and 62 losses. So Michael Jordan was not a complete loser, just the second worst loser at 21-61. Now, in the West, this is going to be the, I mean, the way it looks right now, it looks like Miami's going to have a cakewalk into the finals once again. The West, though, this is going to be the battle. This is going to be the fun playoffs. It will be number one Oklahoma versus number eight Houston. So it will be Harden going up against his old team. It will be the San Antonio Spurs versus my own LA Lakers. Anybody that saw my Facebook status on Wednesday night, I made that prediction at that time, about 5 minutes after the game was over. I predict the upset that the Lakers will beat the San Antonio Spurs in six games. So, guys, heard it here first. No one's going with me. All the so-called experts are writing the Lakers off, but I have faith. You got to believe, guys. Then it'll be number three Denver versus number six Golden State. That will be a very high-scoring game, very exciting series. You're going to look averaging scores of 120, 130 points a game, as both teams are Greyhounds. And then, of course, the battle. The L.A. Clippers versus number five, the Memphis Grizzlies. And now, the past couple of years, guys, these guys have gone to war with each other. Last year, the Clippers won in seven games. And I believe the year before, it was Memphis winning in six games. And these guys just battle each other. I don't know if there's any hatred between them, but when you get them together, it is a monster battle. But those are your eight teams in the playoffs. It was followed by Utah, Dallas, Portland, Minnesota, Sacramento, who, of course, might be the Seattle Supersonics next year, the New Orleans, and, of course, in last place were the Phoenix Suns at 25-57. And, of course, since the end of the season has happened, you have, of course, firings that go with it. And the very first one was Byron Scott of the Cleveland Cavaliers was fired as head coach. He had, I believe, one more year on his contract. But Byron, of course, had a very bad 3 years. He went in and this year finished 24-58. And I'm sure I have his numbers for his time there. In those 3 years, he has a record of 64-166. 64 wins, 166 losses. His overall coaching record I thought was a lot better, but I guess it's not. He's been in a lot of bad teams. His overall coaching record is 416 wins and 529 losses with the Nets, New Orleans Hornets, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Byron took this job and 3 years ago when LeBron was still with the team. But LeBron, of course, was contemplating whether he was leaving or leaving for somewhere else, which turned out to be Miami, or staying with the team. Everyone expected him to stay, so Byron was offered this, and he took the job. And unfortunately, you know, LeBron left, and he was left with nothing. And it hasn't gotten any better. He's only got in every year he's only increased his win by like one or two games, and that just is not enough for Cleveland. Also, Lawrence Frank is out in Detroit. He had 2 years left on his contract. He was 29-53 this year and was 54 wins and 94 losses in 2 years. He still owes $4 million next year. And there is also a $4 million option, which, of course, since he's been fired, the team will not pick up. Also, looks like Doug Collins has resigned as a 76ers coach. He had 3 years left on his contract. And he will stay on as a consultant with the team. He says that he just misses being he stepped down, did not get fired. He's 61 years old, and he simply says he missed being with his family. So he put the family first, stepped away from coaching. He's coached for many, many years. So, you know, I took the hand off to you. You know, you're homesick. You know, your head's not in the game. Then you did the right thing. You leave the game. Scorekeeper, any comments?
As a matter of fact, I want to prep Brian. I want his comments on the playoff picture in a moment. But, yeah, as far as a coach making the decision, good for him. I'm glad he's able to control his destiny and is going to, you know, it's going to happen. He's 61, I believe you said, 61 years young. Yeah, so congratulations to him. We all envy him, ladies and gentlemen, on being able to walk away when you're ready to go. Very quickly, the Brian... you know, the firing from
Cleveland.
Oh, Byron Scott, yeah.
Byron Scott, look. It's a disappointment, but I don't know if anyone else could have done better. He just had to go. It's just, it's sad. You know he's a better coach. His record suggests such. And he just had to go. And I'm disappointed by it. I think he's going to catch on somewhere else. He is a good coach. Hopefully he'll catch on real quick. But as far as that, I want to go on over to Brian. Maybe he has some comments on the playoff picture or some of the firings as well, especially Byron Scott.
Yeah, I'll start with the playoffs. I mean, it's going to be exciting. The Lakers, I'm pulling for them to win, but I just don't think they have enough without Kobe to be able to beat a San Antonio Spurs team, which, here's the deal, San Antonio struggles anytime in the postseason, big dog. It seems like lately they just can't get it done. So I would rather the Lakers play the Spurs than OKC. I think that's a lot better matchup if they're going to pull the other
game. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you never know. The Lakers beat San Antonio. They could get some kind of chemistry momentum going with each other, and you never know how far they can go. I don't know if they can beat OKC, but I'll tell you this. OKC's a lot weaker now without Harden. So, I mean, a step back for them. I don't care if they're the number one seed or not. I don't think they're a better team than they were last year. So the West is open. I mean, Grizzlies, the Clippers series is going to be great. I'm going to pick the Spurs out of the West. And on the East side, I'm just picking Miami because I just don't think anyone besides the Knicks could beat those guys. So I'm going to say the Spurs and the Heat in the finals and go ahead and pick the Miami Heat to take care of it again, which I hate the Miami Heat guys.
Same here.
I hate the Miami Heat, but I am pulling for the Lakers, so big Lakers fan over here. I hope they can pull it out. I just wish Kobe was around to play this series.
Yes, and anybody that knows or doesn't know, the reason why Kobe is not available is because he tore his Achilles tendon completely in half. I will give it to him. I mean, the guy is tough. He tore an Achilles tendon, couldn't really even walk, but yet still walked out back to the court, shot two free throws, and then left the game. And he, of course, will be gone anywhere from 6 to 9 months. Now, the machine that Kobe is already starting his rehab. I mean, he was injured on a Friday, and on Saturday he went to have the MRI in the morning, and by the afternoon he was already in surgery. The guy, like I said, the guy's just a machine. He's ready to go. The fact that his detractors are saying he won't come back and he can't come back is fueling him even more to come back. Now, 6 months puts him right at the beginning of training camp. So everybody is thinking that he's going to be there for training camp. So we're going to have to wait and see on that. I mean, he does have a monster contract coming up. I believe it's going to be $32 million next year that he will be earning. And a lot of people are saying, oh, they should amnesty Kobe. No, that's not going to happen, people. Kobe's going to be playing for the Lakers. He's not playing for any other team. I will say, though, I like the fact that even though it's only been 2 games, Dwight has taken control of the team. You know, and as I said before, he's carried this team or carried his team to the finals before with Orlando. He can probably do it again. But I like the fact that he has stepped up and put the team on his shoulders. Gasol is playing out of his world. Like I said, I know it's only 2 games, but he had back to back triple doubles. And you know, the Lakers could be in the right position. They're coming on strong at the right time. They won 8 of the last 10, and you want that going into the playoffs. And as Brian just said, the Spurs are hurting. He's picking the Spurs to go all the way to the finals. I have a slightly different scenario, but that's, of course, because I'm a Laker fan. But I'm picking, like I said, the upset there. I'm hoping somehow, even if it's not, we have the easier bracket because if and when we get by the Spurs, we then face either the Nuggets or the Golden State Warriors. So we get back, if we can get by them in the second round, we're in the Western Conference Finals against probably most likely OKC, but still, we're there. But anyway, that's just my personal, you know, that's my personal scenario.
No, that's good stuff. And I agree. When Bri mentioned that, you know, he's not a Miami Heat fan, I think everyone in the NBA media was like,
Yeah, dude, we're not going to argue that one. Well, guys, you know about Kobe and the injury. I just think things happen for a reason. I think Dwight Howard struggled early in the season, too, for a reason. I think Kobe Bryant got on his ass for a reason. And I think, you know, now with Kobe out, this team could play better. I mean, they could play inspired and less pressure on them now. There's no pressure for the Lakers, especially without Kobe.
Exactly.
These guys come in and make a run. And looking at that bracket, like Big Dog said, I mean, you can beat the Spurs, trust me. They are hurting. And then a second round, Nuggets or Warriors, you got it. And then you get in a seven-game series in the finals. Who's to say OKC is going to be there? Memphis could be there, the Clippers. I like the Clippers.
Yes.
You know, to make that game as well. So it's going to be fun to see, but Lakers can do it, guys.
That's why I like Brian so much.
I do too. That's why I call him Bright.
Yes, I know. You have your bromance, I know.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for what Brian and I have, there is no word for it until we make up one. And right now, it's called Mutual Respect and Admiration. He's from Atlanta. I'm from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And life is good in the hood, gentlemen. We just respect and admire. Big Dog, we respect and admire each other's skills. That's just the way it is.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, I know. Both of our wives, who are probably asleep at this moment, said, whoa, I felt a disturbance in the force. Oh, my goodness. I kid, of course, and I'm just using the languages to be as such. Ladies and gentlemen, we're entering our second hour right now here on Sports Talk with the Guys. There is some news going on right now about the coverage that Couch Potato is going to be doing today. So looks like the Couch Potato and NDB Media is going to be on air all day. So just stay tuned for it. It's going to be a lot of stuff going on, and we'll see. I don't know if you guys have been catching, but there's a lot of stuff going on in Raiders land, isn't there, Big Dog?
There is?
Yeah.
I haven't been keeping up with football this week. I'm sorry. There's been a lot of
things going on. No, it's a joke. The Raiders suck. So that's it. You know, speaking as a Raider fan, you're just not. I'm still hurt over they got rid of their punter. They let him go.
Yes. And of course, you remember the old Raiders joke. You know, how do the Raider players teach their kids how to count? They teach them by counting. They say, okay, we're going to teach you how to count. 0-1, 0-2, 0-3.
What a jerk. That's actually funny. That's good.
And of course, you know, Gabriel Iglesias had his joke with the Raiders. You know, I guess he was up in Oakland and he was doing his stand-up comedy and, you know, some Oakland Raiders were there, and he made fun of the Raiders, so they met him after the concert, and they told him, you know, why are you making fun of us Raiders? You know, a couple of linebackers, and he said they pinned him up on the wall and actually had him lifted up in the air, and he said he was scared and everything. He said, just like a Raider, he goes, they fumbled me, and I was able to get away.
Oh, yeah, Gabriel Iglesias, yeah. So, you guys, we're just ripping on the Raiders because, well, I don't know about anyone else, but I am a Raider fan, even though I don't admit it all that often. Yeah, I am. Brian, are you a Raiders fan?
No, not really. But I don't hate the Raiders by no means. You know, I like to watch them. I mean, I like their old fan base they used to have, and maybe they still do. I don't know, when they used to dress up in the stands, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, they still do. Yeah, they still do.
You remember Bo Jackson, the best running back in the world, played for the Raiders. So you like the Raiders.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did until his hip went out.
You know,
a lot of Raiders haters like Sonny.
The ESPN had a great 30 for 30 on Bo Jackson, talked about that. Yeah, you know, that hip injury, how it was just like a fluke type of injury, but you know, he just ruined him. I mean, he was never the same again. Of course, everybody remembers his baseball days where he used to hit those tape measure home runs. I mean, they were just literally out of this world. I think there's a couple that are still floating around there. Scorekeeper, I mean, he had immense power as a baseball player, did he not?
Yes, he did. And everyone knew about him. Oh, let's see. Cuervo says, hey, guys, going to have breakfast. All right, that's cool. Thank you, Cuervo. Thanks for the warning on that. Apparently he's going to have breakfast with his wife, and we look forward to his return right now. But as far as Bo Jackson, no one is going to forget the 1986 home run. I believe it was off the second pitch at Anaheim Stadium at the All-Star Game when he just nailed it. My God, he just hammered it. And it was unbelievable. It ended up in the tarp area. It was like 436 feet. It was just a gargantuan blast. And as the radio or the TV announcer said, Bo Jackson has now arrived to the rest of the world.
And yeah, it's true. No doubt about it. Playing football, playing baseball, give me a break, man.
Yeah, and you know, when he was finished one, I mean, he'd only take a week or two in between and just switch right over and never miss a beat, pretty much.
Guys, the thing he never lifted a weight in his life, guys. He never worked out
exactly.
With weight, ever.
Exactly. You know, and from what I hear now, he is an expert hunter. He loves to hunt. In fact, he cut, according to the 30-30 thing that they did on him by ESPN, He makes his own bows and arrows. He said that's his man cave. He says he has his kills up on the wall, and he sits there, and when he has problems, he says he sits and he just cuts arrows and starts making arrows. And he's an expert hunter. But you know, hey, everybody has their own thing. I've never personally hunted. You know, I've shot guns and stuff, but I've never personally hunted after anything. But you know, I don't begrudge anybody that can do that. I mean, it takes a lot of skill, and evidently he's got tons of skill on top of his professional sports skills.
For the tons of skills, huh? Yeah, way to go, big dog. Wow, that was great.
Awkward silence.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get my computer back going. It crashed, so I'm trying to get everything back.
Yeah. Hey, so Big Dog, before I go back to Bri, I've got to ask.
Yes, sir.
Talk about uncomfortable silence. What was the deal? Janelle's boyfriend apparently went on for the ride. Did he get his own room, or did he stay in the room with you guys?
No, he's here.
Wow.
Hey, scorekeeper.
Yeah, Sonny?
Scorekeeper, can you do me a favor and send me that password? That
okay.
Sign in and the password? I would appreciate it, my friend.
I will send you the one for NDB Media 2 and NDB Media, and I'll send you all that
information. You know what? Scorekeeper, yep. I just found out they're not doing this. They are not doing the doubleheader, so I already have the password for this one already. So, for the sports channel. So everything's good. I just found that out. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, I'll still send it to you because I know about you people in Texas, man. Say what sounds good today and forget about the next 42 minutes.
Well, that's true, too. All right, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sonny. Thanks for joining in. Ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, the shot of 42 minutes was related to Jackie Robinson, one of the most important days in baseball history. Jackie Robinson's debut in baseball was on April 15, 1947. Yes, Star Trek fans, it was 1947. 47 is a major deal in Star Trek lore, as well as 42 in baseball. So
it is
deal.
What 47 represents.
In Star Trek?
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
I have nor the time nor the inclination right now. Seriously, that's gonna take
way too long. But anyway, it's all good in the hood.
Jackie Robinson Day was April 15th, and of course it was also the event day in Boston. So, bummer. But it's all good. It's all good, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, I mentioned Dan Stossberg. They're going to be interviewing. This Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, they're going to be interviewing Tanya Grossinger, the author of Growing Up at Grossinger's, and the children's book Jackie and Me. And, of course, it's all related to Jackie Robinson. And it's going to be a special edition of the Travel Itch Radio. this Thursday. So it's going to be good. Big Dog, I need to take a quick few-second break. So you want to take over, you and Bri-Bri? It'll be nice.
Sure. So, Brian, we'll get your predictions on all these games. And you were talking about the West. Of course, OKC, Houston, you know, much as everybody's making the big old thing about Harden coming back and facing his old team, they don't have the guns to keep up with OKC. So I'm picking OKC in five games. What's your prediction?
I think I have it in five as well, maybe six, but I think you're right. Houston can beat them a game or so, but not in a seven-game series. Harden can't be on that many games in a row, so I'm going with OKC.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, San Antonio, Lakers. I have the Lakers in six. That was my bold prediction 5 minutes after they won the seventh seed. You said, your prediction, I know you're hoping for the Lakers, but you are picking San Antonio to get to the final, so I'm assuming you're taking San Antonio in this one.
Yeah, I just did that prediction real fast. The reason I picked San Antonio because of Kobe, but also because of Harden being gone from OKC and the way they went out last year. So if they can get past the Lakers in that first round, I think they go to the finals.
And, of course, this is going to be the fun one, Denver versus Golden State. I think Denver's going to pull this one out. I don't think much as the shooters are there for Golden State, I don't think they're consistent enough to keep up with Denver for seven games. So I'm picking Denver in six in this one.
I have Denver in this series. I'm just pulling up my predictions now, just so I can remember. I put them all through last night. I have, Nuggets over the Warriors in six.
Okay, yep, same here. Then the battle is going to be a big battle, which will be the Clippers versus Memphis. These guys have gone, I think, the last 3 years now, they've gone against each other. Last year was a seven-game series. I'm going to pick, actually, Memphis for this one. I know the Clippers beat them last year, but the Clippers seem a little disorganized, and I've noticed there seemed to be some – I couldn't tell if there was really problems on the court, but there was a lot of finger-pointing, a lot of getting in each guy's face during the game. So I think there's a little discord there. So I'm actually going to pick Memphis in this one, and I think this one's going to go seven.
Yeah, Memphis was the team last year that I had as the team to make the conference finals, and it was a tough series. I'm going to pick the Clippers because of Chris Paul, his ability to get the ball to the right person, to create opportunities for these guys. I mean, the Clippers are not a shooting team. They can't just go outside and just score all the time. They have to go inside the basket. So when you have that, you have to have somebody like Chris Paul to get the ball to them. So I'm going to say Clippers in seven right here.
Okay. Now, on a little side thing, since we were talking Chris Paul, do you believe Chris Paul, of course, everybody's talking about Dwight Howard and will he stay with the Lakers, but, of course, the one I always have been talking about is Chris Paul will be, of course, a free agent. My big question, will he stay a Clipper?
He needs to become a Laker.
We tried that, and Stern wouldn't allow it.
That would be crazy to have Dwight Howard, Chris Paul, and Kobe Bryant.
Oh, my God.
Well, it would be a championship waiting to happen. Just, I thought that was going to be the case with the Lakers this year. I never expected them to have a bad season like they have.
No, I know. Yeah, the injuries have just – I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a team with all these years that had this many injuries, one after the other. But it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, do you think Chris Paul is going to stay with the Clippers?
I'm not sure. I would say it just depends on, the long-term plan and the Clippers organization's mind, who they want to get, how they want to build it.
Yeah.
I think the Clippers need to keep him. I think he's a great player. Does he want to be there? I think it just depends on how they do in the playoffs, really.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think he's had a good showing. I think he might feel confident enough with them because I think it spoke volumes the fact that, you know, he pushed Blake Griffin to go ahead and get his extension, but yet when it came to him, he was like, no, I'll wait till the end of the season. So, yeah, smart businessman, though. I mean, you know, he can wait till the end of the season, so he can get that max contract, so he can get that extra 20-some-odd million dollars from the Clippers if he does sign from them. But on to the East, and, of course, this one I think is going to be a cakewalk, but Miami versus Milwaukee. I'm probably picking Miami in four on this one.
I have that as well. People are saying the Bucks always give them trouble. I can't imagine the Miami Heat losing to them one time in a seven-game series. So I'm going 4-0 Heat.
Yeah, same here. And, of course, you know, the Milwaukee guard, his name escapes you right now, made the bold prediction that they will beat the Miami Heat in the first round. And I laughed so hard, I think I was rolling on the floor.
You think these guys get smarter and not try to, you know,
tip off Wade,
LeBron James. Just stay quiet, go under the radar. Don't come out and make them pay attention to you any more than they have to.
Exactly. You know, it's like my old saying, don't poke a sleeping bear. These guys are quiet. You know, they're going to do the job. Maybe you can sneak one or two in. Probably just one if you're really, really lucky. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a sweep. And now that he's opened his mouth up, they're going to be out there for blood. But this is going to be the fun series. The number 2 versus 7, New York versus Boston. This one should be a war, especially with the things that have been said between Carmelo and, of course, Kevin Garnett, you know, about Melo's wife, you know, tasting like Cheerios. And, you know, it's going to be interesting. But the one side thing, though, is Amari Stoudemire will not play in this series, most likely. He's supposed to have been back from his surgery. They said the earliest he would have been back would have been game 2. And he says he's not close to coming back yet. So Amari will be missing this series. So I think New York's still going to pull it out, but it's going to be in at least 6 games.
Yeah, I have New York in 6 as well. I just think Boston's too old to keep up with his Knicks. I mean, the Knicks are playing their best basketball right now, and that's where you want to be playing it. Carmelo's on fire. I just don't think they can stop New York.
Agreed. Of course, the next one up is Indiana versus Atlanta. God, I don't know. I'm just – this series, that – particular setup doesn't even interest me whatsoever. I think it's going to be so boring. But I pick Indiana probably in 5 or 6.
Yeah, I have Indiana in 6. The Hawks suck. I mean, everybody around here is talking about going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm like, guys, you'll never make it past the first round.
You know, they had a decent showing. I mean, they were 44-38 for the season. But, yeah, they don't have what it takes to make it to the conference finals. It's just not there.
They're done right now. They might as well not even show up.
That bad, huh?
Wow. Yeah, they are.
And, of course, the last one. This one's interesting. Brooklyn versus Chicago. The 4 versus 5, this is a toss-up. They were different by about 4 games. Of course, everybody's still talking about the fact that Derrick Rose is going to be on the active roster for the playoffs and that he just may start playing maybe game 2 or game 3. I don't see it happening. And for me, I wouldn't even take a chance with the guy. I'd shut him down and give him the entire summer to get even more healthy than he needs to be and just have him start next year. But I think this one's kind of a toss-up, but I guess I'll take Brooklyn in 6.
So I'm going to take the Bulls in 6. I think they're good enough to beat Brooklyn, but that's as far as they probably go.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about the whole Derrick Rose thing?
I'm with you. I mean, really, even with Rose, can they beat the Miami Heat? No. I mean, I don't think so in a series. Can they beat the Knicks? We don't know. So I would hold him out just because he's missed so much time. If he comes back and re-injures himself, it could be a very long recovery, especially not just physically, but psychologically, mentally with this guy. He seems like he's just having a hard, difficult time with this. So I'm just going to rest him up, get him back in shape, and let him come next year. Let's make one run at it with him. This year, it's over.
Big Dog,
yes, sir.
Let me interrupt.
Oh, you didn't know?
Uh-oh.
Your ass better call somebody.
Oh, yes. Cuervo.
He is on the hunt. He is on the prowl. And, oh, my God, he was only on hold for under 3 minutes. I did it again. I think everyone actually heard, because I was programming an episode on Blog Talk Radio right now for a Thursday episode. And then I turned around and I went to the switchboard and you heard that little Oh my God, Cuervo's on the phone again. Good morning, Cuervo.
Good morning, guys. Hey, scorekeeper, I gotta say, I'm very, very proud of you this morning. Almost 4 minutes, but it was definitely better than 18. So good job, scorekeeper. I'm very, very, I appreciate it. I feel appreciated this morning.
Yeah, yeah. You heard that? Did you hear that little high pitch? Did you know when I knew that you were on? Did you really say,
Actually, to be honest, as soon as I heard that, I was like, "Yep, he just figured it out."
I'm sorry. That's pretty bad. But hey, you guys are talking about the bowl series. Thank you, Cuervo. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Cuervo is, and I only say this because I think it's kind of funny, he's like the drunken sailor. Every time he tells a story, it grows by leaps and bounds. I did not keep him on hold for 18 minutes. I did not.
Yeah, wasn't it 19?
It was... Oh, shut up. Anyway, we also have one of our regulars. She is listening in right now, and if she does want to join us, by all means, you know what to do. Press 1. She is, of course, one of our heroes here on NDB Media. She does a Wednesday night program once a month, and she joins us on a regular basis. Of course, the ever-beautiful Shy Rosalind is listening. Good morning to you, kiddo. Thanks for taking the time to listen in to the runs of the sports world in the morning. But anyway,
what's
while
up,
that
Shy?
Is going on, it is Shy. She is listening right now. So it's really good stuff. And if anyone wants to celebrate, today is Adolf Hitler's birthday. So we are the Runs of Baseball. You guys are talking about the playoff game with the Bulls. Cuervo, join in on that one, buddy.
Oh, with pleasure, guys. With pleasure. So as you guys saw in the chat room, I still think Derrick Rose is a little bitch. However... the players that are actually playing, I think this is a very even matchup for the Bulls, guys. I mean, if you really take a look at it, these teams kind of mirror each other. They got some decent big men. The point guard play has been good. I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Nate Robinson, guys, I don't know where the Bulls would be right now. I mean, that has been by far the best signing that the Bulls made coming into this season. He's made some mistakes. I'm not saying he's the perfect player. However, he's done a lot of good things as well. A couple weeks ago, as you guys saw, they ended another big winning streak against the New York Knicks. He scored like 35 points in that game. So he's, when Coach Thibodeau needed him the most, Nate Robinson has been there. He's came up big in a lot of games, guys. So, I guess basically my point is kind of don't need Rose right now, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But I think this is a really good match for the Bulls, guys. And I wouldn't surprise me if it goes to 7, to be honest with you.
Now, do you agree with what Brian and I were saying about the fact that, Rose – shouldn't even attempt to come back? I mean, shut the guy down. I mean, like you said, he's got some psychological issues about having to play more than anything else. I mean, doctors have cleared him for now, about a month and a half now. I mean, I wouldn't even put him on the playoff roster. I mean, I would just say, no, you know what? We're just going to shut you down. You'll be back in October, and you'll be ready to go then. Do you agree with that, or do you think they should put him on the playoff roster?
You know, as a fan – the fan side of me says, no, get him out there so that way the Bulls have the best chance to win and advance. But at the same time, when you really think about it, though, when you really sit down and you're like, okay, how effective is Derrick Rose really going to be?
Exactly.
You just said it, big dog. The psychological side of Derrick Rose right now, what if he makes a mistake on the floor? Then people are going to criticize the Bulls and say they should have never brought him back and this and that. So taking the fan out of me and just really thinking with your head instead of your heart, I think the best thing for Derrick Rose is to just wait until next season, get him comfortable in some preseason games. That way he's ready for game one of the regular season next year.
Yep, exactly.
Big Dog, but, hold on a minute. Big Dog, I don't understand.
Yes.
Something was said by Cuervo. Take the fan out of me. It's like that doesn't compute. What the hell does that mean? Take the fan out of me.
That's like when you say the Derrick Roses of the world.
What a jerk. Go ahead, Shy. You're live.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Shy.
After that very beautiful, gracious introduction by Raja, I just had to stop in and say, hey.
Hey.
Do
you follow any sports, Shy?
Very few. I sort of know names here and there. I mean, the only sport I really follow is, like, horse racing and track and field, and that's about it.
Oh,
so I'm learning a lot.
Oh, no, you're learning from us? Oh, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that is true. That is most definitely true. Ladies and gentlemen, we have it covered now. We have all the big cities here. We have, of course, Los Angeles. We have Las Vegas. We have Chicago. The Bears. Of course, we have Atlanta. And now we have New York. We really are the four corners of the world. And if we had couch potato, we would be real long. Oh, better not. I better not see that. Let's just say we have it all covered. Don't get in trouble. By the way, Shy was on hold for about 14 minutes. So cut it out.
Ooh.
Shame
it's
on
okay.
you, Scorpio.
It's all right. I was mostly listening anyway. It's cool because I have no opinion about basketball whatsoever. So
well, we're gonna have to change that.
You don't know who LeBron James is or Kobe Bryant? You don't know?
I know those names. Those names I know. I know who Chris Paul is, and
What's the name of the guy in New York, Cuervo, that big guy? What's his name?
Which big guy?
All offense, no defense. What's his name?
Carmelo.
Carmelo. Carmelo Anthony?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that name, too, because his wife, the whole thing with his wife, that's why
yep.
I know the name. And I know the Nets are in Brooklyn now, so that I know.
Cuervo, actually, I had a question. I know Joakim Noah is not going to be playing, most likely. He's doubtful for game one with his plantar fasciitis again. What's the word on him? I mean, is he going to be even effective at all? Because, I mean, that's a pretty debilitating injury, which he's now dealt with, it seems like, for about 2 years now. And, of course, my own Paul Gasol, you know, missed about 12, 15 games with the same injury. So what's the word on Joakim Noah since you're there in the heart of the city?
Right now he's questionable, guys. Let me change my recent statement. He's doubtful. It says it right
yes.
here that he's helpful to play against in game one at least. But, that's the big thing with Tom Thibodeau. That's his biggest, criticism is, that he gets as far as the Bulls are concerned and people here in Chicago is that, he goes 100 miles an hour all season long and he doesn't give guys – a chance to really rest or recover, and that's why you see the Bulls so gassed by the time it's playoff time. And real quick before we move on, Scorekeeper, I apologize for not using proper English. Instead of saying taking the fan out of me, what I should have said was take the emotion as a fan and not use that. Does that make more sense?
Oh, no, wait a minute. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, that may have come out as disrespectful, and it was not meant in any way whatsoever. No, guys, no. Allow me to be clear. No, I thought it was funny when Cuervo said, you know, take the fan out of me, I'm like, what? Well, how is that possible? We're all fans. And that's what I meant, Cuervo. I was kind of trying to be facetious, and it dropped big time. No, it was not a slam on any your English or anything. It was just funny how you said, let me take the fan out of it. Is that possible? We're all fans, dude. That's what I meant. And I'm sorry. I was just, again, trying to be facetious, but I fell flat on my face on that one. No, sir, my utter respect to you. The only qualm that I have is when you guys always say the LeBron Jameses of the world, and I know you guys do it just to irritate me now. I think it's funny, and that's why I continue with that. Oh, no, Cuervo, sorry. No disrespect intended whatsoever. I just thought it was kind of funny, and I was trying to play off that, and I failed.
I know, scorekeeper. I'm just busting your chops.
Aw, I mean, I went through all that crap for nothing?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Shy, you see what happens here on Saturday morning? Oh, these guys are unbelievable. But you're still with us, so I guess you're slightly
Yeah, I'll be with you for at least another few minutes. I'm just getting ready to go grocery shopping, so.
You mean you're not at the spot? Aren't you supposed to be at the spot today?
No, I'm going to do the spot tomorrow because my back is still out, so I got to give myself another day before I haul laundry.
All righty.
Well, again, that is Shy Roseland. She is a star here on NDB Media, of course. She has, Shy, what's your website? And then I can talk about it after.
The jewelry site, PondsEdgeDesigns.net.
As a matter of fact, you've heard the commercial before, and I know it will play a little bit later, but Shy does quite a bit of stuff, and it's really good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, she's a star here on NDB Media. It's great to have her in on Saturday morning. I think this is her second or third appearance with us. So
I think it's the third. You know, every now and then I try to stop in when I have a few minutes on a Saturday, and I just produced Tanya's show last night, which was awesome. So we're back in the game.
That's
because
you're an awesome producer.
Well, yeah, she is. No doubt about it. I regret that I wasn't able to make it. There was something going on in the world yesterday, and I kind of missed the program. But I felt you girls had it covered, right?
Yeah, we handled it. Girl power.
Yeah. Tanya Mercado, Shy Roseland, the women here on NDB Media. I mean, if we ever made a calendar, I know. Okay, well, you know what? Okay. Yeah, you know what, I'm going to... Yeah, as much as it would have been out of love, I think I would have just lost everything, so I'll let it go.
Oh, come on, Roger. You know you'd be the centerfold in your little... We won't mention what you'd be wearing.
I think we just lost Brian on that one. You suck, big dog. Cuervo just said, you know what, I think I'd rather run 5 miles and listen to that crap or watch that.
Oh. Oh, my God. Hey, guys, I actually do have to step off, but it was a blast, and I'll definitely listen in again.
Thank you, Shy.
Thank you for showing up.
What's it, Doug?
I said thanks for showing up.
Oh, you're welcome. I tell you, it cheered me up after yesterday. I needed a little cheering up, so I was glad I was able to tune in.
Well, see, every time you show up, of course, you add a little bit more class to the show.
Oh, thank you, big dog.
Yeah, it offsets everything Roger does.
Oh, that was wrong. That was so wrong. That was so wrong. And Big Dog, I'll let you know what happens on Monday. I'm having acupuncture, so I'll let you know.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
All right. I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful Shy Roseland. Take care. Look, the idea of getting a whole bunch of needles in your face, your neck, you know, it's just not my thing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm paranoid of needles. That's why you know I'm not an intravenous producer, because I couldn't do that. But she's going to get acupuncture. I had it before. You know, you get acupuncture, and the specialist puts the needle right there in between your, you know, your eyes, your eyebrows.
Yeah.
And he said, how do you feel?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you don't feel them. I really don't feel them. They're so small. It's not like a needle that you get when they take blood. It's so small, you barely, if you feel it, it's like nothing. So
yeah.
I'm definitely getting it on my back because I fell down the stairs yesterday. But that's a story for another day. And so I'm gonna get that done, and I'll let you guys know how it works because some of these athletes actually probably could use a little acupuncture. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of the runs here on NDB Media could use acupuncture. So Shy fell down the steps. I guess that is
yes.
a story for another day, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shy.
No.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'll catch up with y'all later.
See ya.
All right.
Bye.
See ya. Ladies and gentlemen, that is, of course, Shy Roseland here on NDB Media. We're down to about 25 minutes here in the sports world, and I know we have a lot more to talk about. Cuervo, it's great having you on. Before I go back to you, Cuervo, Brian, I know there are some issues that you wanted to bring up. By all means, what's something you want to go over before we head on over to Mr. Cuervo or his topic of the day?
Oh, issues. Well, it's not sports related. It's all that Boston stuff that went on, man. I see the patriotism, you know, for all the Boston people and everybody in the United States. I just wish we could see that same kind of patriotism from our president, and I'll stop there.
Wow, fair enough. Appreciate it. Cuervo, go ahead.
Well, I'll go on a totally different route. But, it is good, though, that is all over with, and, you know, we saw justice and things like that. But, guys, we're 5 days away from the big day, scorekeeper. I know last year you enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, I look forward to doing it again this year. Draft. That's all that's on my mind right now is thinking about breaking this draft down and seeing who's going to go where in the, in the first round this year.
As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, you can ignore our conversation that we had with Sonny earlier. Sonny said it was the week after. Remember, Big Dog?
Yes.
I thought it
no,
was.
No, he said.
Yeah. No, go ahead,
Cuervo. What happened? I missed that conversation, guys. What was Sonny saying?
Yeah, he said it was. It's not this week. It's the week after. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. So anyway,
no, it's definitely this coming up Thursday, guys.
Yeah, it is this week coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I am looking forward to it. That's why I brought it up. I am officially and in every which way inviting the host of NDB Media to be on. I am offering all of the hours available on NDB Media. I think exclusively Thursday we have available to us, Cuervo, about 8 hours of programming time for the draft if need be. And we have it for Friday, and we also have it for Saturday. So I am looking forward to it. Cuervo, it's a lot of fun doing the draft. It really is. I had no idea how much fun it could be.
It is. I mean, because when you think – you learn about these players. And I mean, especially with somebody like yourself, and this is all joking aside, scorekeeper, with the Raiders having, what, I think the number – what is it, number four pick? You know, it's good to know who these guys are. That way, either, you know, you're going to give the thumbs up to your team for making the right pick, or you're going to throw something at the TV and be like, what the hell? And like, another speedy wide receiver or another just bad pick. It's good to know. It's good to know who's coming to your team. If you're a true fan of the team.
Yeah, and of course, Cuervo is talking about the Raiders' propensity for going for speed all the time. That was when the Crypt Keeper was here. But I got to believe that the rest of the 31 teams in football, they all believe that they still have a chance for their pick when the Raiders pick ahead of them because they know the Raiders are going to pick badly anyway. So if they think their guy's going to go number 3 or 4, not with the Raiders, the pick will fall down to you if you're just patient enough, right, Cuervo? As long as the Raiders are picking ahead of you.
Exactly. And you know, some teams that think they won't get their guy at 5, 6, 7, and then they think, they're like, wait a minute, the Raiders are picking ahead of us. Yeah, we'll be good. We'll get who we want.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but hey, it is what it is. What time does the draft start on Thursday, Cordova?
It is going to start 5 o'clock your time out there on the West Coast, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Good. Sounds like we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about on that Thursday, so it's going to be good. I guess you guys are going to go live on the Castellanos Sports Program, and then NDB Media 2 will be available as a backup, so it's going to be good. So who's going first, Cuervo? Then I'm going to go to Brian, then the big dog on that. And the big dog in me, I were just like, yeah, whoever goes first is the one that goes first. Go ahead, Cuervo.
Yeah, I mean, right now, the Chiefs are at number one. It looks like they're going to go offensive tackle, whether it's Luke Jokel from Texas A&M, or there's a little buzz going around that they may go with Eric Fisher. And I can't remember what college he went to, but I know the name. Eric Fisher is a guy that they're talking about taking as well.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go. You have it right there, ladies and gentlemen. Brian, any comments on the draft right now as to are you guys going to do a pre-draft on Wednesday night?
I'm thinking about that, actually. I'd like for y'all to join us if we do. So I just want to make it, you know, get a good panel on there that knows the players and the teams and make it more fun that way. So if you are free to join us, we can do one Wednesday night, and then I can join you guys on Thursday or so, and Friday.
Yeah, well,
and Brian, and my channel is available to y'all at any time you want to. Anytime you need it, it's always available.
Well, there we go. But ladies and gentlemen, did you notice how Brian said that you want to get some guys that know football? Well, hell, that leaves me out right away, so I'll produce
it. No. You know football, Raj.
Yeah, I know football like I know the back of my hand. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Where is it? Okay, sorry. Didn't know. Hey, big dog. Who's going first? Hey, dude, how's Vegas? And again, going back to it, am I on speaker? No, right?
No.
Thank God. So was it rather uncomfortable having your girlfriend's boyfriend spend the night in the same room with you guys? Were you awake all night? I bet you were.
She was in her own bed. That's all I'm going to say.
Hold on. What now? Hold on. Big dog's girlfriend's ex-boyfriend is sleeping with him?
No. That's funny, Brian. No. Okay, Big Dog, why are you in Vegas? Tell us the story and you know, explain why I'm being jerked with you.
My youngest daughter, Janelle, is going to the Sharp Cheerleading Championships competition here in the Cashman Center in Las Vegas. They'll be competing about 2:30. We got to be there about 12:30, but they wanted everybody here yesterday. And they have a... We saw the competition that they're going up against, so we actually have a hell of a shot of winning it all. So we may be coming home with a trophy, hopefully, if everything goes right.
So, Brian, long story short, the Janelle's boyfriend went along for the ride, and apparently they're in the same hotel room, so that's why I'm giving him a hard time about it right now, saying,
yeah,
were you up all night, dog?
I was up till like 2 in the morning.
Oh, so in other words, you were up all night. Fair enough. Okay, that's cool. So there you go. Well, where else do you want to take this big dog?
Wherever you want to go. I mean, there's about 15 minutes left. Actually, I was going to start getting ready. We need to start getting ready. So I was actually going to bow out now.
Get the hell out of here.
The only other two things I wanted to mention real quick on basketball was O.J. Mayo of the Dallas Mavericks has already informed the Dallas Mavericks that he will be opting out of his contract and becoming a free agent. I guess he was not happy with what he saw in Dallas. So he will be taking his skills somewhere else. We'll see where he's going. He was disappointed last year, of course, where he didn't get a lot of offers. but he did have a very decent first half of the season when Dirk was out. He kind of leveled off once Dirk came back, but he still had a great season, and he is a good scorer, so we'll see where he ends up. And, of course, the other thing is David Stern issued a statement to the Maloofs saying that the Kings' recommendation is due now as to who they feel they want to own the team. And, of course, they are still going with the Seattle Group because the Seattle Group is offering to pay them $357 million for 65% of the team, whereas the Sacramento Group is only offering $341 million. So that is a difference of $16 million, and they want every penny they can get. So they are hedging towards the Seattle Group to purchase the Kings and move them to Seattle. The vote will be made, I believe, next week, the owners' meeting after the season was over. They agreed to meet in about 2 weeks, so that was last week, so they should be meeting next week. And we'll see. It looks like the Kings are going to be moving to Seattle, much as Kevin Johnson doesn't want them to.
Wow. It is a disappointment. All right, Big Dog, is there any other story that you want to go over, or is that it? Are you off to cheerleader land?
Yeah. I'm going to start getting ready.
Okay, Big Dog, have fun. Take pictures. And
yeah,
our Max and Monday issue is coming up, so just make sure they're legal, okay?
All right. I'll talk to you guys later, guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
You too, Big Dog.
Have a good day. See ya.
All right, thanks. All right, thanks, Big Dog. Guys, OJ Mayo, he's not the most talented guy out there, but the guy brings quite a bit to the play. All right, I should say quite a bit to the court. I'm going to go on an edge here, or on a ledge here, guys. I believe that Miami is actually going to be in the market for O.J. Mayo. I think he would fit in incredibly well with them. I don't know what your opinions are, but Miami is looking to have an incredible run. If they do not do it, they're going to need some. I mean, look, guys, let's get real. Think about what the East Coast, what Miami is thinking. Kobe is down. That's it. Miami believes that they can just sail through it now. No disrespect to the Bulls up there, but the reality is Miami's like the team right now. If they were not to do it, I really believe they would go for O.J. Mayo. Your comments on that, guys?
Yeah, I agree, scorekeeper. I mean, Miami goes for everybody, so why would O.J. Mayo be any different? I think there's a few teams that could use him, though. I know there were rumors a couple years ago about the Bulls trying to get him. I think the Knicks could use themselves a good shooting guard, even though they have Carmelo Anthony already. And, I think there's a couple more teams out there, I mean, that would definitely have some interest in O.J. Mayo. I mean, he's a good fit. I mean, he's not a superstar or anything like that. However, he gives you a two guard, is supposed to give you.
Yeah, I think the Heat are going to try to. I mean, the core is in place; they have to keep that in place. But if they can get some role players, especially someone like O.J. Mayo, it's just going to be almost impossible to beat these guys for the next 5 or 6 years. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be a good fit, but will it happen? We'll have to see.
Yeah. Well,
there it is.
What I was just going to say real quick, guys, is think about this, too. O.J. Mayo going to a place like Miami, do you think he'll be willing to take, a pay cut? Because playing for the Miami Heat, he's going to have to. There's no way he's going to make the kind of money that he's making now or that he was with Memphis and with I forget who he was with before, or in Dallas or whatever. He's definitely not going to get that type of money in Miami. So is he willing to take that big pay cut that he's going to have to take?
Probably to win championships every year, be able to contend for them. I think he would take how much is he making now, Cuervo?
I would say probably around somewhere in the range of, I'd say, 10. maybe 10 mil or something like that. I know Dallas paid quite a bit for him. I think he's with the Mavs now, ain't he?
Yeah, he's going to have to take a huge pay cut.
It's going to be a significant pay cut. And yes, he is, Cuervo. That's why he notified them that he's going to be out of the contract. And whenever you get out of a contract, I've got to believe it's because you want more money. It's rare when you say you want to go to a winning team. It's just you want this money. And, you know, he was very disappointed. I mean, there were seriously – the offers were not there, guys, this last time around. I think they're going to go up a little bit. If he wants money, he's going to make a little bit more money. But if he wants a championship, there aren't very many teams that are going to pay that much money, right, guys?
Yeah, exactly. You're right on.
I made a mistake. I apologize. He makes just over $4 million a year. He would still have to take a pay cut, though, guys. I'd say it would have to be somewhere in the range of $1.5 million to maybe $2 million if he was to go to Miami. It would have to be $1.5 million or something like that.
And as a matter of fact, Coffee's in the chat room. I want to thank you for that. I'm not sure how quickly it was in there, but Coffee did let us know he's making $4 million this year. Good morning, Coffee. Been a little while, pal. I hope you're doing better. I hope everything is good. Because, look, Miami's got some payroll issues already, guys, and for them to bring on anyone of caliber, it's going to cost them money, or they're going to have to come in at a very reduced salary. And, yeah, he's going to come in at about $2 million if he goes to Miami. So does he want to win? Or does he want some money?
Money, 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 money. That's what I want.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, when it comes down to it, that's what I want. So I don't know. Maybe Coffee wants that, too. I don't know. He'll let us know. Ladies and gentlemen, we are down about 9 minutes left. We've gone over quite a bit of baseball. As you know, the football draft is coming up. When we have it announced, we're going to be letting you know what the schedule of all the programs are. But have no illusions. Cuervo will be leading the draft again this year. It is his deal. And it's going to be on at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern, on the Cavs Potato Sports program. And we're going to be joining them, and we're also going to have some ancillary coverage. I don't think we're going to have channels on at the exact same time, but we're going to have the time to continue if need be. Let's go back to the draft, Cuervo. What are we looking at? I know it starts at 5 o'clock, but what or 8 o'clock Eastern. What time is it going to end at? Because I know we scheduled some time and we added time, and I think we still could have continued. What is it scheduled to be? How many hours?
Well, it really depends, scorekeeper. It just depends on how fast these guys pick. If I'm not mistaken, I think each team in the first round gets 10 minutes. So and there's 32 teams. So if you think about it, if each team takes the maximum amount of time, you're talking at least 320 minutes, which equals what, I think 5 hours or something like that. So this first round could take up to 5 hours on Thursday night.
And I have my channel available. We can just hook it. We can extend it or whatever. If you run out of time, we can just pick it back up on Way In Sports or if Roger has some time or whatever. We can keep it going.
So we are, because I remember that, Cuervo, because I think we were scheduled for 2 hours. Then we extended it to 3. And then we went on NDV Media, didn't we? We did do that.
Absolutely, yeah. Myself and Sonny started out, I think it was an hour before the first pick was made, because we were just, Sonny had some interviews lined up, and we interviewed a couple guys. And then from there, we did 2 hours, and then I think that's when you took over in the second half of the first round. We went to your channel, if I'm not mistaken, and we finished it out on NDB Media. Yeah, so, I mean, again, it could take up to 5 hours, guys. And think about this, too, and Brian knows this just as well as I do. There could be trades that could happen. There could be, just a lot of variables. Especially in the first round, because
I love it.
Nobody wants to make that mistake.
Yeah. It's good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. As we all know, the Raiders are going third, like it matters. Cuervo, I'm still pissed. I am still pissed. Shane Leckler, I know he's been around for a long time, and I know they're going to go after a punter. I think they have a punter right now that they drafted last year, if I'm not mistaken. But Shane Leckler, like 2 years now, averaging over 50 yards a punt per, you know, on the season. Oh, man, I'm still heartbroken. I'm still pissed. I'm still pissed. Sorry, I had to get that out there.
It's all right, scorekeeper. I mean, rumor has it, though, that the Raiders are thinking about taking a punter with that number 4 pick, so I think that should excite Raider fans.
Do you know who that punter is going to be?
No, I don't. However, you know, the Raiders feel that this is the best move for them.
Wow. Because I think the only time the Raiders ever drafted a punter or a kicker were the aforementioned Janikowski and Leckler, right?
Yeah, they took Janikowski in the first round. But I don't think they've ever done anything after that as far as special teams. But, scorekeeper, obviously you don't speak sarcasm. I was just kidding. I don't think they're going to take a punter with the number 4 pick, so... I'm just making another Raider joke out there. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, that was
good.
Blow. I'm sorry.
No, not at all, Cuervo. I missed it, dude. I was like, oh, okay. You know who they're gonna go after?
That's the funny part is because you actually thought that they were gonna do that, and that's not good when you think about what your team in that way.
Wow. All right. That's funny. You got me on that one. All right. Well, I know we lost Brian. We're only down to a few minutes. Cuervo, unless you have anything else, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to end this a few minutes early because the couch potato is going to be going on, and he's going to be calling a baseball game, ladies and gentlemen. I ask you to join couch potato. He's going to be covering some high school baseball right after us in a few minutes. So, Cuervo, anything you want to go over?
Last shots, I mean, you know, lots of NBA playoffs today. You got baseball going on, so there's a lot of good stuff going on today, guys. Anything, I don't know, how are the Yankees doing? How are the Yankees doing, scorekeeper?
Thank you, Cuervo. Thank you for asking. The Yankees are in second place in the American League East right now.
Well, there you go. See, everybody thought that they were just going to fall off the face of the earth, but people got to realize the evil empire never stops. They always keep moving forward, and they always find a way to win. And it's, you know, it's a convenient when you have the Mariano Riveras of the world on your team, you know? So
well,
that's how I would
well,
like to
well, that was good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a thrill to have Cuervo on, as well as Brian Castellano, the big dog. Big dog is over there spending all that time with all those little hotties over there with the cheer stuff. I mean, the big dog's got him in. He didn't even have to pay for that. That lucky guy. But as Cuervo said, there's a lot of stuff going on today. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy it. We want to thank you. There's a 90-second warning. We're going to actually finish up now so the Castellano can go on. So, guys, we're on here. Thanks for joining us. Thank you to your wife, Cuervo, for her letting you get away for a little bit. And I think that's it. We're out of here, dude.
All right, scorekeepers. Take care and have a good one.
Thanks, man. You too. We'll see you guys. Peace!